A plane crash in Venezuela yesterday claimed the lives of 24 people, including 6 American tourists. The cause of the crash has not been determined. Emergency crews who arrived on the scene were woefully short of the equipment they needed to deal with the tragedy. Phil Gunson reports from Caracas.
According to Antonio Rojas, governor of the Venezuelan state of Bolívar, where the accident occurred, pilot Angel Lopez had reported engine trouble shortly before the DC-3 aircraft went down. With one engine on fire, Lopez was attempting to return to the Ciudad Bolívar airport from which he had just taken off after refueling. He never made it, and the plane went down in a shanty town where it exploded in flames. Emergency teams were on the scene quickly, but it was hours before they were able to douse the fire and retrieve the bodies of the victims. One fireman interviewed at the scene by a local TV crew said they had quickly run out of water and lacked the equipment to do the job. "We only had our hands," he said. Governor Rojas confirmed the limitations of the equipment the crews were working with. Ironically, he said, an inspection team from Caracas had visited the airport earlier the same day to check on equipment shortages. Despite its advanced age, the 20 to 25-seater DC-3 is still commonly used as an air taxi on Venezuela's internal tourist routes. The passengers on this aircraft, which belonged to a domestic airline called Rutaca, had been visiting the spectacular Canaima National Park in the Gran Sabana region and were on their way back to the holiday island of Margarita. Canaima is best known for Angel Falls, the world's tallest waterfall, 16 times the height of Niagara. The fire, which engulfed the aircraft after the crash, was made worse by the fact that its fuel tanks were full. A 22-year-old mother and her two small children, residents of the shantytown where the plane came down, were also among the victims. Their house caught fire, and all three were taken to a hospital, suffering from severe burns. The younger of the two children, a 6-month-old baby, is reported to be in the worst condition. For NPR News, I'm Phil Gunson in Caracas, Venezuela.